Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very pleased to have with me my next guest. He is the president and founder of Citizens for Free Speech, CFFS, is the organization. You can find him at citizensforfreespeech.org. Pretty simple. Pretty good stuff. Citizensforfreespeech.org. I want to welcome. Also, he has Technocracy Rising, which if you've listened to my program for any length of time, you've heard me reference that book a great deal. And I so encourage you to get a copy of Technocracy Rising and follow technocracynews.com as well. I want to welcome Patrick Wood. Pat, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg, thank you for having me on again. Good to talk to you.
Well, my friend, so we were talking about, you know, the something else that's going on that I know is going to be a very important part, because you guys are advocates for free speech. And one of the areas right here in the United States where free speech is being completely and totally annulled and destroyed, and as well as the ability to redress government, is parents' right to go to a school board meeting and voice concerns about indoctrination. And boy, this whole COVID thing, this whole mask, this whole shutdown, this whole we're going to lock you in your home thing, I think it really backfired on them, because parents started getting a hold of what their kids are being taught in schools, watching classroom over Zoom, seeing the books, reading the books themselves, thinking, hey, I'm going to be a good parent. I'm going to, you know, I got to work from home. The kids' books are here. I got nothing else to do. I'm going to read through what my kid's being taught in sociology or what have you, or they don't teach history anymore. But all of a sudden they start reading and they're like going, holy smokes, wait a minute. This isn't what I was taught 20 years ago. This isn't what kids are supposed to be being taught in school. This is indoctrination. They don't like it. Your thoughts?
I think you're right. And Pastor Greg, I think that the catalyst that really sparked the wildfire was when they sent kids back to school and forced them to wear face masks. I think parents realized that it was harmful for the children, physically harmful. And all of the other combined weight of critical race theory and, you know, teaching, you know, drag queen story hour and pornography to, you know, second graders. I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And when the Department of Justice just recently basically declared war on those parents for daring to express themselves at school board meetings, calling them terrorists and hate crimers, it just went wild. And I honestly, at this point, I think that the Department of Justice has stepped into a nest of hornets that they will regret one day totally, as these angry mama bears across the country say not just no, but heck no. We're not going to do this anymore. You're hurting our children. How dare you? And, you know.
Well, and here's something else that I think is interesting about this, because they've also created an environment, Pat, where, you know, people are having to work from home. And in a lot of cases, people are saying, you know what, you know, I'm not going to go to work. I get X number of dollars in unemployment. I get an extra $300 a week, right, as part of the stipends. Now, I know some of that has tailed off, but then they are amping that back up again. They're paying people to stay home. And like you said, mama bears are saying, hey, you know what, as long as I'm home, I'm going to teach my child the truth. I'm not going to let them be indoctrinated into believing that that the color of their skin determines whether or not they love or hate somebody. That's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't want my kid being forced to consider that the way that they were born, the sex that they were born, that somehow they need to think about having sex with somebody that is the same sex as them, and they're going to show them how to do it in graphic films. No. You're not perverting and twisting my child's mind. And so now Congress's response to that is, we better hurry up and make homeschooling illegal. That's the next progression of what's going on here, folks. We are in the midst of a government that is forcing a communist takeover. And ladies and gentlemen, I am not anti-government. I am for our Constitution. I am for the institutions that our founding fathers created, the three branches of government, the executive branch, the legislative branch, the judicial branch. I am for a House of Representatives that actually represents the people. I'm for a Senate that actually protects states' rights against federal overreach. And I am for a Constitution that puts the restrictions and the brakes on the federal government and gives the people the freedoms and the liberties that are supposed to be guaranteed to them. Did I miss something?
That's how it ought to work. The Constitution is a framework within which society operates. When the framework is damaged or ignored, the society that operates within that is going to suffer serious consequences, and we're there right now. The reason society is out of control, why lawmakers are lawless by and large now, where insanity seems to be the norm in many areas of our society, this is all a sign that the framework has been severely damaged, like an earthquake that affects a large building. Our framework has been damaged. It's not that the framework is wrong or evil, because it certainly is not, but the enemies of our country know. They knew from day one, when they started the attacks on sovereignty in our country, that harming the framework, the Constitution, would ultimately also destroy society as we've known it in our country in the past.
It is, you know, dangerous. And when you go to the First Amendment and you see how it is laid out, the free exercise of religion is the first thing. And folks, churches, sadly, I'm for the church. I'm for Christians. I had people say to me, Pat, you know, take pastor off because more people will listen and that. No, the reason that I left Pastor on is not because I want to glorify Pastor Greg. It's because I want pastors to step up and say, you've gone too far. This is the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's a reason. John Adams said our Constitution is fit only for a moral people. Okay? Thomas Paine wrote about the fact that our Constitution was not strong enough because it was not made to limit the freedoms of the individual. It was created to limit an overreaching government. That's what they'd come out from. King George and his absolute horrific mandates that he had put on the people of these colonies. That's why it was there. It was not there to restrict people, but people without that transformative inner conscience that Christianity brings, the born again that Jesus tried to explain to Nicodemus, without the death of that wickedness, you're going to see what we see going on right now in stores and in country or in states across the country, Patrick, where you've got criminals running in and you've got Walgreens in San Francisco that are closing by the droves right now because people walk in there with grocery bags and they sweep everything off the shelf onto the bags. And they know that if it's under $950, they can walk out of the store and nothing's going to happen. That's immoral. It's immoral. And there we go.
It is, but they're still doing it. That's right. You know, the First Amendment is all about communication. Every single element of it is about communicating. Our founders believed that those five points contained in the First Amendment were unalienable rights. In other words, they were rights given by God, not by man. And therefore, they couldn't be taken away by man. And that's why it starts out by saying, Congress shall make no law. I get people all the time saying, well, has Congress made a law? I mean, what are you complaining about? You know, Congress hasn't made a law about free speech. They missed the whole point. They're unalienable rights are not able to be taken away by man. And therefore, the framers of the First Amendment said, Congress shall make no law. In other words, keep your hands off. Nothing more than that. Very simple proposition. Keep your hands off of free speech, of worship, of assembly, etc., and redressing the government for grievances. Keep away from those things. Well, the government hasn't kept away from those things. They're doing everything they can to suppress them. But communication, starting with point number one, communication with God, that's vertical communication, prayer. They saw that as the most important thing. Then free speech, communicating you and me talking together horizontally. And then freedom of the press to write about it and freedom of assembly to get together and talk about it. All of those things have to do with communication. And the thing, I think they understood this. While most people are today concerned with the Second Amendment and loss of gun rights and stuff, they completely missed the corruption that's been taking place against the First Amendment. And the reason that that's important is because whenever the talking stops, and I'm sure you know this as a pastor, whenever the talking stops, fighting breaks out.
Yes.
That's a truism of life. That's not just some biblical concept, although it is, it's a truism of all life. Ask any person who's been divorced. Well, what happened? You were a perfect couple, I thought. You know,
we stopped.
Why did you get divorced?
Yep.
Invariably, they will say, "Oh, well, he froze me out. Well, she wouldn't talk to me anymore." That's always the first thing that starts is communication breakdown. I don't know why people can't get their head around this. It just seems to me it's like kindergarten 1A, you know? It ought to be. But when you take a whole society and you shut them down from talking and communicating with one another, what on earth would you expect to happen?
Well, but
Exactly, what we've got.
Yeah, but Pat, I believe this is what they want. Understand when you also understand history, you know, you don't even have to look that far back. Look at what happened in places like Venezuela, right? How did Hugo Chavez sweep into power? He swept into power predicated on topsy-turvy, almost a revolution. There was war. There was blood in the streets. You had the same thing. You go back to Cuba and Castro. Blood in the streets, right? Nicaragua, blood in the streets. Folks, this is how communists take over a nation. They have to have blood in the streets. There's a quote by Marx. I don't remember it exactly, but it talks about the fact about what they do when there's blood in the streets. Pat, you might remember it because I know that you have done a lot of research into that particular topic. But they look for blood in the streets. They want us to hate one another. They want us at war. This CRT that drives in and tries to imprint in the minds of the young that if you're dark complected, then people who are light complected hate you. And if you're light complected, that you have this innate hate for people that are dark, and you should have guilt and shame about all of it. This is all part of the plan, and it is a satanic, evil plan. This is what Satan does, and this is the evil that we are facing today, folks. And that's why I talk so much about the need for America to get back to God, to get back to Christianity, to come back to the founding principles that our founders based it on. We'll have more with Pat when we come back. Patrick Wood, Citizens for Free Speech. Citizens for Free Speech. You can find them at citizensforfreespeech.org. Patrick Wood, the founder, is back with us. What's happening in Australia? We'll hit on that when we get back. And what can you do right after this brief break? Get to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Great articles that went out today. Feds legalized counterfeit is spiking prices. Fully vaccinated are COVID super spreaders. They insist everything will be fine as we face shortages. You'll get all that in your mailbox.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code PASTOR GREG, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My guest is Patrick Wood. And again, you can find them at citizensforfreespeech.org. Citizensforfreespeech.org. You know, Patrick, we were talking about something in the break that I think is really critically important to understand, because, you know, at the end of the day, 70% of this country still, according to George Barna, claims Christianity. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing, okay? Because if you're claiming something like that, even if how you get there and what you think is really not on target, at least you're willing to take a look at what that truth might look like. And there's some really good news about what Christ did on that cross. you were mentioning about the spirit of the Antichrist, and I'm sure you've got in your mind some of the list of things. We talked about social justice, but what are some of the things that are perpetrated or in the church, propagated in the church, if you will, that miss the real point?
Well, when you correctly identify who the nature of what we commonly call the Antichrist, the correct concept is pseudo-Christ. In other words, in place of. It's like pseudoscience, it's fake science, it's pretend science.
Mm-hmm.
Pseudo-Christ means that that the Antichrist is a replacement for Christ. In other words, he won't come with a tail and a pitchfork and, you know, red skin.
Right.
He'll come dressed up as the angel of light. And so he's presented all kinds of things to the church that look really, really good. And without checking it out to verify that it's really from Scripture, they accept it. They buy into it. So you see all the stuff, for instance, emergent church going on right now around the world, and especially in our country. They're implementing policies that have nothing to do with the Bible. They sound good, but they're not good.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, it is so important for us to get a hold of this and truly understand the deception that is there. You know, bear with me in a little folly, Paul says. And then he runs through explaining exactly what Patrick was talking about. Back with more after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.